Welcome to the Full Tracy Money Audio Commentary. This is Owen Tracy recording. It is 4:22 p.m. and that is British Summer Time. And today is June 24th. And I'm recording a little early today, on the assumption that I'll probably be asleep by the time the market closes today. But what I think is particularly interesting is that stock markets in the U.S. are holding on to their gains and improving on them somewhat. The Dow Jones does appear to be on the cusp, perhaps, of pushing on the upside. At least that would give us 50% of a Dow buy signal. The transportations index is still a long way from achieving that goal, mind you. Then, when we think about where are we, well, there is this point that a lot of fundamental analysts will have been saying is that their targets for the year have been met because, and this is one of the primary things we talk about at the chart seminar. In a range, when you're a fundamental analyst, how do you predict what is value? Well, you haven't got much choice then but to say that when things are at the upper side of the range, they're a bit overvalued, and when they're at the lower side of the range, they're a bit undervalued. Because what else are you going to say? If you were to say, for example, that the market is massively undervalued at the upper side of the range, then and it fails to break out, well, you're and that is why gold is outperforming now. That's also one of the contributing factors in the outperformance of Bitcoin, and I think these are very significant factors because we are potentially now moving towards the mania phase of this bull market where people don't pay particular attention to these factors because it's just more liquidity in a liquidity bull market, and we're continuing to see an increasing number of shares breaking on the upside. What that does suggest is that people are going to start becoming enamored with continued advances, but it's going to require valuation expansion. That suggests that we will get to rather silly multiples, and it is at that point that we have to become particularly alert to recession risk. So I think these are the most important points, but of course, the most important of all is to pay particular attention now to the consistency of trends. And as long as trends remain consistent and we continue to see indices finding support in the region of their respective trend means, we can give the benefit of the doubt to the upside. Whereas I think gold has got a lot of potential to play catch up here, considering that it is one of the few truly cheap assets. And I think with that, I'll leave you for today and wish all the best to all of you.